There's a big problem with me starting, trying to chaz over the shir from Moiv Rabbi Shli to Divir Rav and Divir Talmud Mishayim. The Ma'ase calls man that the Talmud is trying to say the Divir Rav, trying to mavar the Divir Rav. Mistoma, it's not a steer, Mistoma, it's a kiyum. It's no friction. The Rambam, in the Hilchos Deis, Perek Beis, says, a bechidish in the Klal, the Gemara says, M'sochim, lo'olim yishana odom, the Talmid of Derek Sora. And Rashi learns, means he's supposed to speak concise, he's supposed to say things concise, not barichos. Rashi learns it's a chinuch strategy. That's the way you remember things. People remember things when they're short, concise, compact. The Rambam says, this is the way a chacham speaks. The Rambam says, a chacham always speaks that is dvorav arma'atim v'inyanei merubim. The words, the proportion to the amount of content and concept there are in the words of a chacham, there will be a fewer words, but the ideas that lie behind them are much greater. In contrast, the Rambam says, a ksil, it's the other way around. He talks and talks a lot, and there's very little Indian there. It's very little. Anyone who's a little bit familiar with Moiv Rabbi Shli, they'll know that he's the ultimate embodiment of this Rambam. All his words, whenever he speaks, the bebechinas miya tamachsakas amaruba, dema'atim oid, v'nyanei amarubim. There's a lot of concepts, and a lot of content, and a lot of things that lie behind his words. And that's why I try to come in. I'm going to first try to maybe metargam a little bit what he said, for those that don't understand Yiddish, and maybe try to be marchev. Before I start, I think, and it's not always 100% collaboration between the people who make the exact Mar Makoimus and the Magid Yeshurim. I think the Marit, that them didn't prepare for exactly. We started with the Marit. But I am going to try to be a Talmud. I'm going to try to say it over like he said, and then maybe marchev on the end part, which was more in the Mar Makoimus. He started with a Rambam. The Rambam says, the Maskonis HaGemara, it comes out that there's a clown called Torah Kula, Ein Shliach D'Marver. Ein Shliach D'Marver, even though we have a parasha of Shlichas, in the beginning of the parak, it was Vur, Kedushin, Kittin, Truma, Karban Pesach, Shlichas work, Shlich Shalom Kama Yisai. But beyond the Sugis Mavur, there are three exceptions, Papashtas, three exceptions. Mila, it's learned that from Truma, Shlichas Yad, it's in the Paposik, a Kol Dvar Pesha, and Tficho Mechira, those are three Averas, which, over there, we say, Yesh Shliach D'Varaveir, I'm sorry, in other words, in Kol HaTorah Kula, Ein Shliach D'Varaveir, even though Shlich HaShalom K'moyzeh Be'Averas, Ein Shliach D'Varaveir, but the exception is, these three cases, Me'ilo, and Tficho Mechira, and Shlich HaSiyad, over there, Yesh Shliach D'Varaveir, similar to Kol HaTorah Kula. The problem is, the Rambam, in Perek Zayin, he says, he's bringing down the klum of shlichas. He says, "Yeah, shlichas aver, shlichas by shlichas dvar aver, ain't shlichas dvar aver." Chutz mi meila. When he makes the exception, the only exception he points at is only meila. And this is what the marit and kedushin, marit and kedushin over here. He's oimin on the Rambam, shtalzach on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam only leave out meila? He should have said chutz mi meila and shlichas yad and tvichu mechir. That's the shtalva. It sounds like for some reason in the Rambam that meila is the only one that stands out. Tvichu mechira. And Shlichas Yad is different. It says the Marit like that. Azai. The Be'emes, the Rambam learned, there's a big chilek between the ribuy of Mila and the ribuy of Shlichas Yad. Although in Kol HaTorah Kula, in Shlichas D'Varaveira, Mila is taka emes exception. By Mila, there's a full parasha of Shlichas. Why? Mila, the makar of Mila is at dumya de chuma, chet chet mi chuma, and by chuma, there's a parasha of Shlichas. So the same parasha of Shlichas that applies, the full parasha of Shlichas, Shlichas on Gemayz, that applies to Chuma applies to Mila. By Shlichas Yad and Tvicha Mechira is different. We'll start with Shlichas Yad. Zok Torah read. The Rambam learned that the least we have to memayit the Chiddush, the Torah is saying, we'd rather minimize it. Usually, in Shlich Dvar Aver. So, the exception is stated in the Pasuk, only stated in the Pasuk. What state? I'll call Dvar Pesha. It says that if you make a Dvar Pesha, a Shomer is watching a Chayfetz, and he's a Dvar Pesha. What's the Dvar Pesha? If you ask someone else, you send the Tzivri to someone else. If the shliach does alpi diburecha, I asked Reuven, asked Shimon. Reuven is watching a chayfetz, and he asked Shimon to use the bottle, the barrel of wine that he's watching, and he says, "Go take a drink or use it." So he sent him to do it. The avera over here is misiachis to meshaleach. That's what it says in the Torah. Reuven is chayef. Reuven is a shomer is chayef. Why? Because Shimon comes kamoisa. No, no, he doesn't come kamoisa. If there blibes like kol haTorah kula, then actually the dvar avera. Why are you rather chayef? Because dvar pesha. Because at the end of the day, the meshaleach told the tzivri to do it. Why is Shimon doing it? Because the meshaleach asked him. He's doing it on through his directive. Shimon doesn't become like him. Shluchah shom kamoisa means the chalois kamoisa. Shimon is a mini Reuven. Shimon is comes like Reuven. Is a din of Reuven. No, no, there is no din of shluchah shom kamoisa even by shlichas yad. Shouldn't do the kol haTorah kula by dvar avera. You don't have shluchah shom kamoisa. Nevertheless, Reuven is responsible for the shlichas yad because it happened through his words. It happened through his directive. There's a siachsus to Reuven because it's alpi diburoi. The Marid explains, mechetaisi, what's the svar in this? Why? In other words, we're saying over here, the Torah was makel on the level of a siachsus, on the level of connection you need. Usually, in order to have something connected to you, you have to do it, or your shliach, which kamoise, to do it. By shlichus yad, we're saying that the shomer is responsible for shlichus yad that was done through his agent, even though he's not as real as agent. He's not as real shlich. He's not a full kamoise. He's only someone who's doing it because of him. He's not stepping in this place. Why? So Marid adds a hesber because shlichus yad. It's very chomer. The Torah says, I'll call dvar pesha. You're taking advantage. You're a shomer. You're supposed to watching. And you're being moil and your tafket is watching. The Torah is machmer on you. The Torah is machmer on you. It makes you responsible. Even if you didn't do a direct ma'is aver, you did it through someone else. That's the gather. But the gather by shlichus yad is not kamoisa. You're not aved aver. It's not because it's kamoisa. The same thing continues the Marid. By tvicha mechira again. There's no mafurish pasuk that says the shlichus by tvicha mechira. It all the whole limud is al yedei acher. You're chayiv even if another person's involved. Zok tamarit, the same chiddush over there. Also, we're not going to say that when the ganav asks someone else to shech the behema, we're not going to say when the ganav asks someone else to shech the behema, it's his meiser shchita mamish because he's kamoisoi. We're going to say, since he asked Yenna to do the shechita is attributed him because it's done up dibur, it's done up his directive. It's done through his command. It's not coming to Moshe, it's to his command. Afal Pikein attributes him. Why? By Tficha Mechira. So again, the Marit says, as far as the same type of thing, a ganef, when not only did do Gneva, first he stole an item, and then he has anof from the Gneva, Tficha Mechira, the Torah is machmer on, the Torah is more stringent, the Torah says, we're going to water down the rules, what's considered your ma'isa, even an outstretched ma'isa that you did al pitzivui is your ma'isa. That's together by tvicha mechira. And by me'ila, it's not like that. By me'ila, the Torah didn't work. The Torah says you need a full ma'isa me'ila. Why does it work there? The Torah says that's an exception. Me'ila, the Torah is saying over here, shlucha shem kamoisei hagam. There's a problem of divrei rava, divrei talmi shem, and the Torah says that's an exception. By me'ila, the Torah is actually saying shlucha shem kamoisei. Masha'enkein. By tficha mechira and by shlichus yad, it's not a gedor of shluchshem kamoisei. It's nesiachas al pi dibura nafkamina. Veger brings the marid by shlichus yad, by shulchan aruch, and he says nafkamina is that there are certain people who are not in the parasha of shlichus. They're not qualified to represent somebody else to become kamoisei. It's a chiddush shlichus. Shimon could become a mini Reuven, could act as a kamoisei k'Reuven. He could step out of his own self and become Reuven. It's a chiddush, the Torah's machadish in the parasha shlichus. A goy, for instance, a katan. These people, the Torah never said they can become a shliach. A hakam can become a shliach. A goy, a katan can become a shliach. What's going to be the halacha if you send a katan to do shlichus yad? You ask a katan to use this barrel or drink from this barrel of wine. A akum, zokar b'veger and shulchan aruch lefi the marid the das harambam and akum you'll be chayiv and shlichus yad for akum. What do you mean? Ain't shlichus l'akum? Ain't in advarim. When is an ain shliach l'akum? When you need the ma'is to be done by you or the person who's oimed b'm koimcha, you or your substitute. But when the no mechai that you have to do the ma'is, it's enough that it was done api diburecha. It was done through your directive, through your command. An akum also could do that. The akum's also acting because you sent him, even if he's not kamoisa. And Marid himself says the same thing by tficha mechira l'idei katan. Marit says, by Koton, you can't, there's no hechatimsa for an Akum. An Akum can't make a shchita. Tvicha, shchita, shchita is not kosher.
But you have the other nafkamin of a katan. If someone asks the katan, a ganav asks the katan to do a tvicha, he's going to be responsible if he this diak that the marit is buying, the sisoid is buying the Rambam. Because at the end of the day, it was a pi diburoi. And there is a pi diburoi, that's your chayef in that also. That's the marit. Mashenkin, me'ilo, me'ilo. Won't work like they katan, won't work like they akum. A me'ilo, you need regular shlichus, and that's the exception, that's the pshar in the Rambam. Dafka me'ilo is considered an exception, the other two anak is an exception. Adkan divi marit. I could say more or less, adkan imam said over. That's what my rabbi said. Now he asked a question. It's a bomb question. This is when we get to the Parshat Shana Sugi. It's not like he wanted to get. He said he's here, maybe get a certain Yisoid and Shlichus. And he said, Marit's a beautiful Shtika Torah when you were in the Rambam. Beautiful. Very shame. You come to the Gemara, it's bitter. It becomes Choshech. You open up the Sugi, it's a Pella. How did the Rambam learn the Sugi? The Gemara says that the Etzem Kola Torah Kula ain't Shliach of Arvera, except for three places. And the Gemara says these three places would have been, each one of them would have been a potential makara source to learn to call it Tarakula. The Gemara asks, why don't we learn Afamila? Zakti Gemara, Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kechad Veim Alamdim. The Teretz says it says it by Shlichus Yad, and then eventually says it by Tvicha Mechira. The Gemara says, Lefi the Manor holds, you do learn out from two places, you're stuck, you need three places. That means the Gemara's Mavur, that all these three places are potential source to learn out. I know it's a breach of the klal of Ein Shliach D'Arver. It's against the klal of Ein Shliach D'Arver. Lefi the Rambam, Lefi the Marit saying that's a Rambam. Why is that true? Me'ila goes against the klal. Savisai not shlichus. If it was shlichus, if by all these three places it's shlichus, then it's a breach of the klal. Then it's telling me something else. But by Tfiro Mechira and shlichus Yaris, Mechal not shlichus. We'll call it Alpiv. He's acting Alpiv. It's a different mahalach. He's asking Alpiv. So how would it be a potential source to learn to call it Torah Kulam? That's the Baal Mekash. That's the shot. And here's the kind of what I want to say of art, the aside. I'm just thinking now if I should be mocked him a little bit more. I'll say it exactly like he said it. 1 second. I'm messing for the Seder Adorm. I'm going to get to exactly what he said, but just be marchiv a little bit. What he started being besotted the Etzem Sugi, and maybe a tiny bit of Marchova. So this you have to go into a little bit. That's what he's saying. You have to go into a little bit. What is the Yisoid of Ein Shliach D'Arver? The setup of the word is that we understand well what the problem of Ein Shliach D'Arver is. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Yishayimim. We'll understand that in these, all three cases, even by shlichus ya, and even by tvicha mechir, even though it's not shlichus, but be'etzem it still goes against the idea of divrei rav, divrei talmid shamim. And it still be a malamed, they don't see divrei rav and talmid so far. But first that, we have to talk about what is the yisoid of divrei rav, divrei talmid shamim. The Gemara is mavur nachamo. That's be'etzem the centerpiece of the sugya, the nucleus of the sugya. The Gemara is mavur that even though kol ha'tar kula shlichus shalom kamoisai, by dvar avera, ein shlich dvar avera, divrei rav, divrei talmid shamim. What is the sfar of divrei rav, divrei talmid shamim? So, again, this tiny bishus, I asked him, Bashar, how do you about this? A little bit more chofi. Here he said it a little bit together, but in other places, it sounds like there's two drachim a little bit, how to understand divrei rav, at least two basic ideas. And Gevega's already medayik, the Rashi, in Metzia, Rashi says, lo yhoyo lo yishlicha la'asas, slash Rashi. Rashi Bayos says, the shlias ka'oysa me'elav. Sounds like you put these two together. Since there was a tzivui on the shliach not to do this, let's talk about the case of the Gemara Mazik. The Meshaleach sent the shliach, Reuven sent to Shimon to go take this esh, which Etzim was being negligent and being a ma'isa Mazik. The Torah told Shimon not to do this. So, loy hoy lelasa, Shimon should not have done the shlichas on behalf of the Reuven. And if he does, he's ka'isim eilav. It sounds like in Rashi that's a problem in the shliach. It's a problem in the shliach. The shliach is not considered a shliach d'var aver. Yeah. Marchiv in a second, but first set up the two drachim. The other contrast is in the sma. The sma says, lehedya, choshim rishpat, the sma says, at the svar of divrei rav, divrei talmid shamim is mitzad ha-mishaleach. The mishaleach has later said, kesover hoyisi shelo yishmali. Reuven, when he sent Shimon to do this ma'isa mazik, he said, I know I'm sending him to do a d'var aver. It's chesaron mitzad de mishaleach. In Rashi, it's a chesaron mitzad shliach, and in the Sma, it's a chesaron mitzad mishaleach. You don't want to be marachim of both of them. I've actually touched this, but I'm glad you're saying this is elaboration. Both need beer. Both need beer. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, Lohi ho'lasis. It's a tiny that you shouldn't do it. Everyone says, very nice. Lohi ho'lasis. Shimon should not have listened, but he did listen. We all should, as Hashem, keep all tired mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch had a prat achron. But the ma'is and the mitzvah says, he listened. He listened. What do you mean, Lohi ho'lasis? Lohi ho'lasis. And now that he did it, he did it, and he probably, between him and you, he probably did it because we didn't ask him. That's why he did it. He didn't ask to do himself. So, what does it mean? Loyal lasses, Rei Goyis Meilov. So, L'chayr, the Taitch is like this. I had another question, which I think is a very basic question, the Sugya. If you learn Kipshuta, the Rashi means that he's doing it totally by himself. So how, before the Rambam, how in the three places where the Gemara says is exception, the Meila, Shlicha Siyan, and Tficha Mechira, how over there does the Torah say, Yesh Shlicha Tvar Vir? A shliach has to be someone who did it for the mishaleach. The gzeres akosta, then it goes against the whole sfar, the whole musik of shliach. How could you say that? How could you say, if you understand Rashi kapshutei, then it means the shliach was bechalal not doing it for the mishaleach. He was doing it solo. He's doing it by himself. So then, what is it? The answer is Rashi says he's ke oysam elef. Rashi doesn't say he's oysam elef. Rashi says he's kill oysam elef. Avada, like I asked before, practically Avada, the shliach did it, Shimon did it. He had a lot of better things to do today. He did it only because Reuven asked him. It's felt, the idea is, it's missing in the quality of the connection, of how much his connection to the Meshaleach. And the Pirush is like this. Usually when the Meshaleach gives over a tzivit to the shliach now has a command from the Meshaleach, which, when he's acting on that behalf, and that sivui, that's what makes him kamoisai. Pirush. The heart of the parasha shlich is a shluch shem kamoisai. It's tamak zeres akosef. Why shluch shem kamoisai? Shimon does something on behalf of a Reuven. It's considered Reuven did it. The answer is, and it's the depth of parasha shlich is, it's based on the fact that Shimon's not acting on his own behalf. Usually, every human being acts on their own watson, on their behalf. A mole, he goes out of himself, he says, I'm doing something totally for someone else. I'm doing something to myself. I'm not acting on my behalf. I'm acting mikarach atzivui from yenim. This is the ikar and the kud of why we understand he's kamoisa. Why did the Torah allow Shimon? Why did the Torah allow a shliach to be a shliach? Because he's doing al pi tzivui am a shaleach. That's the fuel. That's the kishkes. The reason why he can be considered kamoisa. Zokurashi, what happens if you get a tzivui that is a stira? There's a divrei harav against the Divrei HaTalmud. So now, is it a proper siba for me to listen? It's not the shliach. Should he listen to him? The answer is no. So he did. But it's not possible that there was partially his own rotzon to decide to do this that went and said, I'm going against the tzivui of the Rav. It has to be partially he decided not to go against the tzivui of the Rav, and his rotzon is mixed in. So what? Let it be Zevzegur. Let it be that his Ratzin and the Mishaleach's Ratzin, that's Rashi Ke Oysim Elev. Shlichus, we need in order to negate, we'll use a Sprach, negate. Be'etzim Shlichus is a bittle of every, the Shlichus. Shlichus is not acting in himself. He's acting with Teres Mishaleach. He's not acting for himself. To see that, we have to have him in Gansin Fienem. If he's Ke Oysim Elev, it's felt in the Siachsus. It's felt in the connection. Dainu. One of the ikar parshas of the shlichus is the bridge, the gap between Reuven and Shimon. How could what Shimon did done to Reuven? The chiddush is parshas shlichus. His yachsus. I could do what Shimon do and I can be yachid to Reuven. Oh, but that's only when he's doing it totally mitzad mishaleach. When it's felt in that his yachsus. It's not good. This is the answer. This is the reason why, again, before we get into the Rambam, in the three exceptions, most Rishonim learned the three exceptions. Yes, what's the pshat by Mila over there? How could the Torah say Yesh Li Advar Vera? Hooray, he's not a shliach b'chol. The answer is that there the Torah said, even though it's not in Gansin for Yenim, it's enough that he's partially doing it because of Yenim. It's enough he's partially doing Yenim. The Torah is mechadish over there. The partial isyachsus is enough. The same way we're going to say in this man. This Rosh said Lahedion that you can't learn this ma'akep shu'utoi. The Sma sounds that he's saying mitzad mishaleach. This ma sounds like he's saying kasover shlishim alay. Most people think it's a tiny soin. It's like a mekach tois. Simply, it means Mishalech had no idea that he really listened to him, so he was never mitzavim. Mishalech says, "I'm sending shlishim into aver. He's going to do it." It simply seems to be. Moshe's coming to mafkia that. He said it quickly, but this took place of tainus. First of all, practically, we asked before, practically is a taka true. When someone goes and has his friend to do an avera, he's wasting his time. He really thinks he's not going to listen to him, so why is he asking him? And Agav, he probably picked exactly who he knows who to ask, right? He didn't ask the tzaddik in the yeshiva. He really thought, practically, it means practically, taka thought, oh, I never imagined you'll listen to me. Very hard to hear it, Lamaisa. And Beis of other Russian meant to ask the same question we asked before. What would be the pshat in the three exceptions? If lo yitzu, you learn kipshutoi, then it means kasover shalay yishmalay means that he didn't think so. So by Mila, he did think. The Torah changed him. Did. By Mila of a son, he did think he would listen to him. By Tvicho Mechira, by Shlichas Yad, the Torah says, Yesh Nilavera, how are you going to change? In other words, Derech HaLimud, the Kasha vises, the Kasha that we're showing, that there's three exceptions, vises, that any Hezber you're going to say in Divrei Tam Hashem, it's felt in the complete connection. It's not saying there's no idea of Shlichas. Whatever anyone's saying, it's not, there's no Shlichas. It's not a full Shlichas. That's what we're saying. So Memelo, we have to learn the Smah the same way. The Smah doesn't necessarily mean, that I had no idea you listened to me. You knew there's a very good chance you listened to me. But the difference between a regular tzivui and this is, by regular tzivui, there's no inherent reason you shouldn't listen to me. There's no inherent reason you shouldn't listen to me. So I give you a tzivui. You could become bottled to my tzivui. Rabbi Asher used the word achrayus. Achrayim means that he's bottled to me. I become responsible. He's acting as me. He could become bottled to me because I give him a tzivui. But what happens if, as I give him a tzivui, built in, there's a tzivui that he shouldn't listen to me? I know there's a good sad that he's not going to listen to me. That's what the Rishma means. I know there's a good sad. There's a very, very good ground that he's not going to listen to me. So when I'm legging a tzivui, when I'm placing a tzivui on him, it's not a full tzivui. It's not a full tzivui. A regular tzivui is, my command is your wish. Go. Do. Run. And here I know that the tzivui that I'm giving him can't send him flying. He has to think about it. It's not so poshut. So it's not a full tzivui to make a full achrayus that I could be mesiaches to me. Dainu. Rashi and the Sma, Agav, let's point out, I think it was more than the Marmakoymis, that the Sma is a big smuch in the Lashonis of the Bali Toysesin. It's a shans and it's a Roshan, but Metzia say, Kematis Roshan, and Babakama, Toysesin, Babakama, Daf Ayin Tes, also. Sounds like this. They all sound like this. So we could say, over the Bali Toysesin and the Sma, a learning the chesaron is mitzad the mitzave, in the mitzave giving over the tzivui to the shliach, and Rashi, and anyone who go with Rashi, Rashi is learning it's mitzad the shliach being mekabel the tzivui, the shliach holding the tzivui and now becoming a kamoisa of him, but they're not so far. They're very similar, Rashi and the Sma. The sara shovish b'shneim is at the end of the day the tzivui, which is the hinge of parsha shlichus, we mentioned before. Every parasha shlich is a Torah, it was machadish, a huge chiddush. The Torah said, the Torah breached the gap, Reuven and Shimon. The Torah said, we could dan Shimon as Reuven. What's that riding on? It's riding on the tzivui, which is the connection. A tzivui nochamol is something that says, you're acting on my behalf, not on your behalf. You left yourself. Lefi Rashi, we can't see the shliach as leaving himself and totally acting on behalf. It was partially himself, cousin. And the fina mishal the sma the toisvis it's mitzad the mishaleach. We can't see the mishaleach asking him and forcing him to take. I'm going to take responsibility for your actions that you should be as a kamoisi. Rashi's mitzad the shliach, the sma's mitzad the mishaleach. Both of them are saying it's felt in the madriga that we could consider you totally bottled to me and be a kamoisi. This is the pshat and divrei rav divrei yatam and divrei mishami. Now, Rashi was Masader, the Etzem Machlikas Rashi Toysis, is that a maskona? You might say it's only a Havamina. You might say the whole story of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam HaShem is only a Havamina. The Gemara later on brings Psukim. The Gemara says, the Etzem, this Psukim to tell me Yeshli HaLevara, then it says, Shnei Ksum HaGabon Kecharim Malam. There he brought a very Yisoydis Dekam Machlikas, and again, and other places in Shas, for those Shas Yidin. And every time you have Shnei Ksum Abom Kechavim Malam, then there's a Yisoydis Dikam Achalikas Rashi and Toises. At the sources earlier in the Sugya and Kedushin Daf Lamed Hei, when Yeshua is Bisson Yasa Dikam Achalikas. How do you learn Shnei Ksum Kechavim Malam? Tosis, early on Daf Lamed Hei, says, means like this, every time Shnei Ksuvim, the Torah says a certain halacha in two places, for instance, over here, let's say the Torah said, by Milu, and by Shlichas Yad, in the beginning of the Gemara, by Milu and Shlichas Yad, Yei Shlich Dvar Veir. If the Torah meant to learn it, to call it Torah Kula, would have wrote it by one and learned it to call it Torah Kula. Torah wrote it by two. Ein Melamdin. What does it mean, Ein Melamdin? Tosis, Rashi learned those, Rashi says, it's a limitation. It's a limitation. Usually, the Torah says halach, you can learn it out in other places. Here, the Torah put a cap. A cap will go. Ein Melamdin. If it wrote it in two places, you can't learn out. You can't learn out. It's not, do we know what the din in Kol Torah Kula is? No. It's up for your Sfarah. But you can't learn out from these two places. Tosfos earlier says, no. It's bedavka, like a miut. Lashem Tosfos, like a miut. If the Torah wrote it here in two places, why did it write in two places? It must be telling me dafka here and the other place not. It must be telling me dafka here, ancient Levarapay, and the other place not. Oh. Rashi. It's a limitation, it's Akbola, and Tosis, it's a Yalfusa, another place not. So we plug it into our sugi. If he Rashi, if Shnei Ksuvim in Kamalacha, Shnei Ksuvim Abom Kechad in Melamdim is Akbola. So the Maskarna Sagamara, when the Gemara says that there's two places in Melamdim, we're back to the Sfarah. We're back to the Sfarah Chitzoyna. Divir Rav Divir Tam Yishamim, that's Rashi Mem Gimel Mal Aleph. Rashi Mem Gimel Mal Aleph says Lehedia, that we're back to the Sfarah. Rashi dir maskel man dam im landem listen le mele from mele tficha de yeshlich der aver um misvar so was so dik um misvar ein shliach this on the name of the yeshlich may de verav Rashi says misvar what's Rashi talking about svar so just said snakes um in kohen landem there it is Rashi lishi tosa Rashi holds that snakes um in landem is not a positive yofusa it can't teach me the other places yeshlich der aver I'm sorry, ancient the other aver, correct? I can't teach me in other places, ancient the other aver. It also could say that I can't learn out from here. What's me in other places? Go back to the Sfarah. Divir Rav, Divir Tam, Mishayim. So if Rashi, it's definitely a Rosh Mizmadgish, if Rashi, it's definitely that the Maskona obliged Divir Rav, Divir Tam, Mishayim. In Tosis, you might have thought this, that's it. In Tosis Sheet is, the Shneksum Abom Kech Vem Alamdin says, Dafke here ye Shlich Dvar Avera. And call it Tarkul, Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. So it's as if we have a direct Miyat that tells me Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. So in Tosis, you would have possibly been able to say that the Tosis is a Maskona. It's not a Post, it's not a Svar anymore. It's a Din. Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. The Apostle's telling me. That's the Pashas, those who looked up Tosis and Bamitzi and Yudav and Beis. Tosis says, Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. He says, either it's or hu ahu. Taisis says it's mavur, it's a drosha. But then Rav Moshe was buying that it's muchach and Taisis, that's not a wild zeres akasa. It's true, it's honest. If you Taisis, it is a posik, but there's a gather to the posik. Now, more we find is a posik, there's a dry din. And Taisis is muchach, that even though the maskona, it's a din of a posik, of yesh, of ein shliach vareh, the posik's telling me, dafkan milan tficha mechira, ein shliach vareh, kol et terakul yesh, sorry, nochmal. Dafkan milan tficha mechira, yesh shliach vareh, and kol et terakul ein shliach vareh. However, it's not a dry xeris akosif, the Torah didn't say shlichus, stop. It's not a xeris akosif. It's based on his far. Where do we know that? So much point to Taisis. Taisis in our point, in our sugya. Taisis has a chiddush din by us that even though ein shliach dvar ver and kolat or kula, it's only when the shliach is amazed. Shliach is biyodea. He's a kavana. He knows. If the shliach is a shoygeg, he doesn't know he's doing an avera. There's no over there. Yesh shliach dvar ver. But every aver in the Torah, if the shliach is not aware. He's not aware, let's say he's doing a Maisa Mazik, or it's also to do a Maisa Mazik. He's not aware the Torah didn't allow a Maisa Mazik. It's hard to find the Hechatimsa by Maisa Mazik. But if Lu Yitzura, she's a Shoigeg. Let's say he thinks it's the person's items. Someone says, burn all these things. And he thinks it's Reuven's Chafotzim. He doesn't know it's no one else's Chafetz. Tosfos says, Aloch Lemaisa Yeshliach Dvarver. Builds it off Rashi's, appearance of Rashi in the Mishnah, Baba Kamed, Dafayin Test. To Rashi, it's a Mefurisha Mishnah. Why? Why should Shaykh be different? Zok Tashi, Zok Toises, because the Hasbara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, and Ein Shomim doesn't apply to a Shaykhig. There's no Divrei Rav, there's no Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is contradicting the Divrei HaShliach by a Shaykhig. He doesn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzavim not to do this. As a Zok Toises. Frek Ravosher, I'm speaking out of Kasha. What's Toises saying, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, and Ein Shomim? That's only the Havamina, the Maskon is not like that. The Maskana we show that Tosis learns it's a Joshua of Shnei Ksuvim Kechad Ein Melamdim. So why is Tosis saying that? The Teretz is Vais Tosis B'das Tosis. Even if it's a Pasuk, there's a Gedder of the Pasuk. Even though there's a pasuk that tells me ein shliyal v'aravera, we're not going to assume it's a wild zera zakos. We're going to assume that the Torah is telling me you should go with the svar divrei rav divrei rishonim, and the Torah is telling me therefore there's no shlichus. In parentheses, my musgur, it's a lot more musgur that idea we explained before. If divrei rav divrei tamei rishonim is a simple missing, it's totally same thing that we're totally missing b'chlal the whole idea of shlichus. The pasuk needs me to tell me that. If it's a missing in the madrega of the bittul to the shlichus, I can understand that a posek would tell me that. That is, but it gets together of the posek. Al kaponim, the point is, after this idea, it comes out that both of you, Rashi and Tosfos, the svara of the maskana is that the reason why in shlich the verer is divrei rav divrei tamei rishonim. And meila, what we said before, b'shem Rashi and the sma, is blibes a maskana. Oh, now we're set up, now we can come back, hopefully full circle, back to what the Chiddush Rosh wanted to say, to answer up the Ramaret. If we have, first of all, we built, what is the sort of divrei rav, divrei tamei rishonim in shamim? It's missing in the glue of parsha shlichus, we'll call it, the glue of parsha shlichus. What's the glue of parsha shlichus? It's missing in the tzivui, in the dargas tzivui that attaches, that's mechaber, the shliach to the mishaleach. That's the first story. Beis, we just established that there remains a maskona. That svar of divrei rav divrei rishonim is not only a havamina, even a maskona, both of you, Rashi and Tosfos, there remains lemaisa that's the svar, and we'll assume the Rambam goes like either Rashi and Tosfos.
It's possible. We can be miyashav. The Marit, mehalach of the Marit and the Rambam. It's possible that although the Marit was miyashav and asa Rambam, the attacker, there's a difference between me'ilah and shlichas yad and tviyach mechira. There's a big difference. Only by me'ilah is it a full parsha of shluchas shalom kamaisa that is able to do an aver. By shlichas yad and tviyach mechira, it's not really shlichas shalom kamaisa. A goy and a kotah could also do it. What is it? It's al pi sivuyeh. So we asked before, if there's no shlichus, so weird, how did the Gemara see that it's going against? How did the Gemara see that it's contesting the klal of ein shliach v'aravera? What do you mean? It's not shlichus b'chal. If it was shlichus, it'd be ein shliach v'aravera. The answer, what she wants to suggest is maybe that even though it's not mamash shlichus, but it would also go against the etzem svar of divrei rav divrei tamei rishonim. Because the svar of divrei rav divrei rishonim is that when there's a divrei harav that says, don't listen to this tzivui, it waters down the tzivui. It's not a tzivui that can connect you to the mishaleach. If you're Rashi, it's mitzvah what the shliach is receiving. If you're mismah, it's what the mishaleach is giving over to the shliach, but you cannot connect you. Oy bazoy, in this new idea that the marid is mechadish b'das ha-rambam, that in shlichus yad and tvicha mechira, you don't need shlichus, but it's also a certain connection. He called it a siachsus to the mishaleach. The shomer who's asking this person to do shlichus yad, he's not asking to be kamoisi. Correct, that's what it says. He's not asking to be kamoisi. A katan and akam could also do it. But definitely he's saying it, do it because I told you. He's not getting a dance of chalois kamoisi. He's not mamish coming mamish like me. He doesn't have to step in my shoes, mamish kamoisi. Yeah? But he also is doing it al pi tzivui. If lo yitzur, we have a din, divrei rav divrei tamei rishonim, that the Torah disqualifies a tzivui. The Torah says, the Torah, either svara or ufitoisis, the pasuk tells me that we should hold that a tzivui that's going against divrei rav, it's going against the tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cannot be considered that you're doing a machmas tzivui, then it should also not work by shlichus yad and tvicha mechira. Well, that's why the Gemara in the Havamina, that's the Pshat of the Gemara sees that all three, one second, Gemara sees that all three things are a breach of a klal of ein shliach levar vera. Because if there would be a shliach levar vera, if there would be a svar of ein shliach levar vera, I'm sorry, yet we would say, divir hatam and mishayimin, it would cancel, it would disqualify, it would say that you can't have even what's called al pi tzivuyoi. We can't attribute that which the Shomer asked another person to do shlichus yad. We can't attribute him. He's doing against divrei rav. We can't attribute him even from the vayt, from the distance. Even not mehalach of kamoisei, al pi tzivuyoi. And nevertheless, the Torah does say it does work. It's an exception to kol ha-Torah kula. We should learn out. You don't say divrei rav, divrei tamei rishonim. This is the etzah that we're trying to say. Now we have to fear Royce, and this is the heart. If someone's really, really holding you, squeezing at the end. So, if we're saying that it's a breach of a klal, it's a breach of a klal by all three cases, so why does Bechal the Rambam Mechalit between all three cases? If we're saying that in all three cases, in Mila and Tvicha Mechira and Shlichus Yad,
In all three cases, Be'etzem, it's a breach of the klal of Divrei Rav Divrei Tam Yishayimim. So once the Torah said over there, there is no klal of Divrei Rav Divrei Tam Yishayimim, so why can't it be chal full shlichus? The Rambam is mavur that he held that it must be that the Torah over there is saying you don't have full shlichus. It's a war watered down. Only by Mila he said it was a full shlichus, because there was muchach from the drasha. But by Tfich and Mechira, the Rambam says, no, we have no riot full shlichus. Maybe it's only, why did the Rambam say that? So this he added in, the teretz is that there's not a too much regas in how much, in the level of a shlichus, and too much regas in how much you're going against Divrei Rav Divrei Tam Yishayim. There's two ways that the Torah, Lefi Rambam, the Torah attributed a Maisa when Reuven is asking Shimon to do something. There's two ways the Torah said we could attribute what Shimon did to Reuven. One is the regular parsha of Shlichas that we're learning, Holy Shmekadosh. The Torah says Shimon Mamish comes Kamoischa. He Mamish becomes, he gets a din. He's a miniature Reuven. He's acting as a miniature Reuven. He's you. He's Kamoischa. Again, that, you can't have an Akam and a Katon. That's a much bigger Bittul. That's a much bigger Siachsus. We're saying Shimon's Mamish coming Kamoischa. That's a much bigger, we're fighting much stronger against the Divrei Rav, against the Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Al Talmud. That's a much higher Madrega. This is a slower level of Isyachsus. That was Nischadish and Kshlichas Yad in Tvicha Mechira. I don't have to Shimon, I don't need Shimon to come Kamoisi. Shimon's not Mamish coming Kamoisi. Even though he's not Kamoisi, aber he's doing Al Pitzivu. He's also doing, because I told him, that's also Isyachsus. The Rambam held that you have to fight every single level of as much as you're going against Divrei Rav Divrei Tam Yishayimim. If you could explain that with the Torah's exception, Torah's making exceptions. But if we could explain that the exception was only level one, which means it's only saying it's Al Pi Tzivuya, we have no raya that it's coming to say Kamamish Kam Kamoisi. If Lo Yitzor we can mafarish that the Torah by Shlichos Yad and Tficha Mechira is not coming to tell me Mamish Kamoisi, I have another way to understand it. With the Maritzas bar, the Psukim don't say Lahed Yishlichus. The Sfar is, it's Nenem Ba'avera. So I have no raya to say that the Torah Mamish make Kamoise. The Rambam Amela said Mer. The Rambam said over there is no raya that it's Kamoise. It's Taka not telling me you could become Kamoise. It's only Al Pi Tzivuya. By Mi'ilah in the Makar, in the source, it's Muchach that it's Shlichus. It says it's Dumya de Truma. It's Muchach Shlichus. It's Muchach that the Torah over there was going two steps and was saying, not only could it be Al Pi Tzivuya, the Torah is saying it's Kamoise Mamish. Over there, the Rambam Taka says it must be that it's Shlichus Mamish. Zechinu Ledin, this is the Sikkum Advarim. This was the end. This is what he wanted to bring out. That Shlichus, there's a certain Nakud in Shlichus that's a bittle of the Shliach to Meshaleach. Go back to Abash's words, he called it an Achrayas, Tainu. Full Achrayas of Meshaleach to Shliach. Full Achrayas of Meshaleach to Shliach. I'll give you a marshal, just a little bit of Achrayas. Sometimes a father, for a child, for sure, if he's a Katan Mamish, he has Achrayas. The child's a separate person, but we tell the father Achray for what the child did. He's Achray. Every shlichus is a certain achrayus that the Torah said mishaleach is achrayus for the shliach. What is that based on? Why? Meichataisi? Because he asked him. No, it's not only enough. He asked him. He is kamoisei aleph. He's kamoisei aleph. Based is a lower level of alpitzi vuye. These are two levels of somebody doing something for somebody else. One, he mamish comes kamoisei. One is he's doing it from the vibe for him, but he's not kamoisei. On all this, the svar of divrei rav divrei tamei mishem is coming to attack. It was saying when there's a tzivui kineged. When the Mishaleach gives a tzivui, and built into that tzivui, it's carrying a tzivui fakeret, a tzivui that resists that tzivui. There, l'fi Rashi, the Shliach is not connected to it. L'fi the smile and the Bali Toysis, the Mishaleach is not sending, is not sending the Shliach. So he's not being mavatal, he's not being makabal achrayas, he's not making him totally machmosi. Well, that's the sort of Divrei Rav. The Rambam learned that when the Gemara says there's three exceptions, Taka split in how much there are exceptions. In Mila, it's a full exception. It's saying, I have a full level of Shlichus. In Tficho, Mechira, and Shlichus Yad, it wasn't Muchach from the Psukim that it was a full breach of the Parsha of the Sfar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, and Divrei Mishamim. Mela, we can learn out, it's a watered down, it's doing Mach Masivu, it's still Mesiaches to the Meshaleach, but it's Mesiaches, not Petores Kemoisi, Al Pitzivuye, a called Varpesha, Chiddush, the Torah said over there. That's also an exception. The Gemara Mitzarechod held there was an exception to the klal and said shnei sumbom ker echad ein melamdin. Mitzacheni the Rambam's mvur lemaisa. There's a difference between mila and tficha mechira and shlichas yad. Ad kan I just said from a bosher. If this now is told in myself, well in nifrabel with elamik tech kusha. I'll end up with the kasha. You just miyasin that there's a two ways to learn
the Adkan, Adkan Divriyatam, Divriyarav. That was Divriyatam totally, but there's no Divriyarav negative. The Toisvis L'chayra in Baba Kama, it sounds like he's learning like the Sma. We saw there's two Chisroinis in Eishi Yodvar Aver. In Divir Rav, Divir Talmud, Rashi learns Mitzad the Shliach, and Toisvis learns Mitzad the Mejaleach. It's a tremendous question, two big questions, and what Toisvis says in our Sugya. Toisvis asked, after Toisvis said that by a Shliach Shoigeg over there, the Halach is Yesh Shliach Dvar Aver. Toisvis says a very logical thing. By Shliach Shoigeg, Shliach Shoigeg has no idea that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is telling him not today. There's an Isser Me'ila in the Torah. The Shliach doesn't know he's taking Mois Hegdish. He doesn't know it's Mois Hegdish. He doesn't know he's doing Avera. There's no klal of Ein Shliach Varvera. So fact, Toisvis, what is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara applies the klal of Ein Shliach Varvera to Mila. Why it doesn't apply? That was Toisvis' question. Every Mila is only b'shoigig. Mila b'mezid is no parsha Mila. That was Toisvis' question. Toisvis answers, we're talking about Niskar Shliach. In a Chanami. Originally, he was a shoigig. And the Shas of the Tzivu, Mitzad the Meshaleach, the Aveiru the Meshaleach is getting is a Maisa Aveiru B'Shoigig, because the Meshaleach sent him for a Maisa, Hoitzah of Mois, that were not Hegdish. But the Shliach himself remembered later, Memela, the Shliach had a Divrei Rav later, after the Tzivu, before he spent the money. That's what it is. And there are two major questions. If you learn like Rashi, Toisvis is understandable. If you learn the Chasaron of Divrei Rav is measured by the Shliach, then I understand what Toisvis is saying, that even later on, even though he was shoygig b'tzas when he had the commandment, when he got the tzivui, but later on he remembered on him, there's a tain on him, lo yelach alaseis, later, before you did the aveira, lo yelach alaseis. But if Toisvis goes like the Sma, and Toisvis b'makama sounds like the Sma, and Toisvis shant, and Toisvis arosh, and b'metzia, who say like the Sma, they also bring out Toisvis. If Toisvis goes like the Sma, that the chesaron is mitzad mishaleach, there's two bombs, two questions, fellas. First of all, who cares what happens after the Shas Tzivui? The whole Sfar is that when I gave him over the Tzivui, the Mitzvah gave over the Tzivui, at that point, he didn't think it was a clear Siba to listen to him. The Lashon the Smaz, he didn't think Bechlal, we added on before. It's not a clear Siba. But at that point, he thought he wouldn't listen to him. So later on, he can remember, why does later on have any relevance? The Shliach has part two. In every parasha shlichas, there's the tzivui and there's the execution of the shlichas. The shliach has two parts of it. He was there b'shas, the tzivui, and he later on does it. But the mishaleach is not around when he does the shlichas. The mishaleach is collected to the shliach only in the part of the shas tzivui. At that point, it was kesav shlishma. What does it help? What in the world does it help that later on he remembers? Tell it. That's a shtim with that toisis. Maybe we'll go with Rashi. Beautiful. But the problem is toisis himself and Baba Kama goes like that. And the Baal toisis goes like that. Zupelachas, Shvin, say the Pelis. Epechalau, what do we measure with the Shliach? What does it help? Even if the Shliach B'Shas Maisim might have known, as long as he doesn't tell the Meshaleach that he knows, in the Meshaleach's eyes, he's not sending him to an Avera. The Meshaleach does not know this Mois Hekdesh. Meshaleach does not know this. In the Meshaleach's mind, he's sending him to do a pure Maisa. Go buy something in the Makolet. With my regular money. So who cares the Shliach at some point knew in an Aver? But the Meshaleach doesn't know that the Shliach knows it's an Aver. We have to know, does the Meshaleach know that the Shliach knows it's an Aver? The Meshaleach doesn't know. The Meshaleach thinks it's Mois Schulin. This is the two poem on Toisvis. I won't say it there. Sometimes we're going to leave with the Gash. The two poem on Toisvis. If Toisvis holds that the problem is Kesover Shalai Yishmaloi, what does it help Niska Shliach? What does it help Aleph? After the Shliach's days, the Chorit should be totally in the Meshaleach.